Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This 4th of July holiday weekend marks the unofficial start of the summer art season.
Attend the tale of Sweeney Todd.
That's the introduction to Sweeney Todd, the Stephen Sondheim musical currently at the Barrington Stage Company in Pittsfield, and that's just one of the events taking place in Western Mass this summer season. Morning Edition critic-at-large Ed Siegel has a sampling of what's going on this summer. Welcome, Ed.
Nice to see you, Deb.
So what's happening in Western Massachusetts in terms of the art scene?
Well, as usual for this time of year, Tanglewood is gearing up, and there's plenty of art and a ton of theater.
Well, let's start with Tanglewood, summer
home
of the Boston Symphony, and once again, problems with music director James Levine.
Yeah, he is out for the entire summer season with back problems, and clearly this is a problem that the BSO is going to have to address. He was going to start the season with Mahler's Great Second Symphony. And if there's anything that shows what the BSO has grown into under Levine, it's Mahler's symphonies. Fortunately, one conductor who has as good an ear for Mahler as Levine is Michael Tilson Thomas, their former assistant conductor. And he'll be stepping in on July 9th. What we're hearing in back of us is his acclaimed version of the piece with the San Francisco Symphony.
And that's Michael Tilson Thomas stepping in for James Levine. He's playing his acclaimed version of the symphony with the San Francisco Symphony. What about what's going on at Tanglewood this holiday weekend, Ed?
Well, Deb, unfortunately, if you have to ask, you probably can't go. James Taylor and Carole King are doing three sold-out shows. But there is a Pops concert. There are some student concerts at Ozawa Hall, where if you're around on Tuesday, the great Emerson String Quartet will be performing.
Hmm. And what about theater? Let's go back to theater.
Yeah, but we can stay with Mahler.
How's that?
Well, you know, Shakespeare and Company has won all kinds of awards and recognition for their Shakespeare productions, but they also sprinkle in some contemporary plays. And this summer, there's a new play by Daniel Klein called Mengelberg and Mahler. Mengelberg was a famous Dutch conductor and one of the first champions of Gustav Mahler, who was banned by the Germans because he was Jewish. Mengelberg, in turn, was exiled for kowtowing to the Nazis too much during the occupation of Holland. So this is a one-man play with Bob Lobauer as Mengelberg holding imaginary conversations and railing at why he was so vilified when he thought that he stood up for the Jews more than most people.
And does it work?
Well, it's a great idea. It asks all kinds of intriguing moral questions, but I'm afraid it doesn't go very deep, and the imaginary conversations between Mengelberg and the others grow tiresome pretty quickly. Here he is trying to position himself as the hero of the story when it's clear he was neither particularly heroic nor villainous, to kind of a moral everyman.
Then I beg Sess Inquart to keep Mahler in the program each year, because it was a concert about tradition, because we had championed his genius when the rest of the music world revived him, because I presided over the Mahler Festival as a point of musical honor.
And that's one production at Shakespeare and Company, but any Shakespeare at Shakespeare and Company.
Yeah, they are about to unveil Richard III and The Winter's Tale. But right now, Tina Packer, the founder of the company, is staging a fascinating two-person program, Women of Will, in which she charts Shakespeare's growth by acting out and discussing how he depicted women. Here she talks about Juliet.
This is the first play where Shakespeare actually goes inside a woman character and says, okay.
That's Tina Packer, and she and Nigel Gore, with whom she's acted quite a bit, go on to play the balcony scene. Neither one's a teenager, but that's okay.
All right, well, let's go back to Sweeney Todd. How's that production?
Well, I have to say, I'm kind of Sweeneyed out. Mm-hmm. I have seen a number of productions in the past few years, including the great Johnny Depp movie and the Broadway show where the actors played the instruments. But, you know, artistic director Julie Boyd always begins the season with a musical, and the works she's done from Cabaret to South Pacific have always been kind of groundbreaking, showing the production in a new light. Other than having the characters wear grotesque gothic makeup, I'm not really sure that's true of the Sweeney Todd.
And what about for those of us who maybe haven't seen this?
Well, it's a very solid representative production. Let's listen to a bit of A Little Priest. This is the song when Sweeney, the barber-turned-murderer, played by Jeff McCarthy, decides he's going to take out his revenge on the world by conspiring with Mrs. Lovett, Harriet Harris. She had been making these terrible meat pies, but they decide that maybe a human element might make them a little tastier.
Yum.
Haven't you got poet or something like that?
Now you see, the trouble with poet is how do you know it's deceased?
Try the priest!
Oh, heavenly.
Well, it sounds like they're having fun, Ed.
Yeah, and I did too. Just maybe not as much as I thought I was going.
Well, anything else?
Yeah, while they're looking at Mahler and Shakespeare and Lennox, Pablo Picasso is looking at Degas in Williamstown. It's another excellent summer show at the Clark Museum. You know, Deb, one of the things that Berkshire's arts organizations do really well is putting things in perspective. There are a gazillion Picassos in New York at the Met show, but this relatively small exhibit is breathtaking in its own way. It shows how Degas influenced Picasso and how Impressionism turned into Modernism. It's really worth a trip.
All right. Well, thanks, Ed.
Good. Thank you, Deb.
And let's go out with a little more music from Sweeney Todd.
It's not as strong as Bishop, perhaps, but not as bland as Curate, either.
Sweeney Todd is at the Barrington Stage Company through July 17th. The Shakespeare and Company plays run through the season in Lenox, as does the Picasso Looks at Degas exhibit in Williamstown. Ed Siegel is critic at large for Morning Edition. For more information on what's playing in the Berkshires, go to WBUR.org.
Since no one should swallow it twice.
Anything that's lean.
Well, then, if you're British and loyal, you might enjoy Royal Marine. Anyway, it's clean. Though, of course, it tastes of wherever it's been.
Is that squire on the fire?
Mercy, no, sir. Look closer, you'll notice it's grosser.
Thicker. More like thicker.
Now it has to be grosser. It's green.
Is those below serving those up above?
Everybody shaves, so there should be plenty of flavors.
How gratifying for once to know
that those up above will serve those.